Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
Everybody be cool. You be cool.
All right, guys, we are back with your host, Big Lance and
Phil.
And we are bringing you From Dusk Till Dawn,
1996.
Written and directed by Quentin Tarantino.
Nope. Directed by Robert Rodriguez. Written
by Quentin Tarantino.
The story was written by Robert Kurtzman. And he hired Quentin Tarantino to help him write the screenplay for it and paid Quentin Tarantino $1,500 to do it.
I will mention this. This is the first movie that Quentin Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez decided to co-adapt with or work together with, and it was awesome.
Well, this movie stars George Clooney, Quentin Tarantino himself. We'll talk about that. Harvey Keitel, I can't ever say her name right. Juliette Lewis. Introducing Ernest Liu.
Eat my pussy.
Salma Hayek. Cheech Marin gets three roles. Danny Trejo.
It's the role of three Cheeches.
Fred Williamson. It's got a lot of good actors in it, but we'll talk about that.
Three Cheeches. All right.
This movie's got a lot of Quentin Tarantino style because this is two movies in one.
This is two genres in one movie.
It is. It's a gangster film in the beginning.
And then it's a horror film.
And then it's a horror film in the end.
And he is known, actually Robert Rodriguez is known for doing double genres in movies. But Quentin Tarantino is also known for doing multiple genres. Because he does horror, he does dramatic roles, he does these spaghetti westerns, he does everything, man.
Right. Well, this is actually the only horror movie that he's ever had a hand in. And he didn't write the movie, but he did help write the screenplay, and he did help. I mean, you can definitely see some Quentin Tarantino, especially in the beginning of this movie. You can see Quentin Tarantino, not just physically because he's acting in the movie, but you can see his basis running it.
Yeah.
Towards the end when it
his
gets...
His directing.
Right. Well, when it gets towards the end... Well, actually, Robert Rodriguez directed the whole thing, but...
Yeah, but they both...
He directed it like Quentin Tarantino
they
would.
They both worked together to do it.
Right. He directed it the way Quentin Tarantino would. But now at the end, when you hit the vampires, that's all Robert Rodriguez right there. Because that is not Quentin Tarantino's forte. That's Robert Rodriguez right there all day long. The faculty kind of shit. You know, right. Horror. Yeah. So, now Robert Rodriguez is one that does all kinds
what
of shit.
What do you think about?
Because he does horror, but
what
then
do you
he does
think about the
kids
band playing?
And fucking Shark Boy and Lava Girl. He does kid movies,
what
too.
What do you think about the band playing fucking with body parts?
Oh, I thought that was funny.
But is that a Robert Rodriguez or a Quentin Tarantino thing?
That's Rodriguez all day long.
You think?
Everything from when the vampires start attacking. That's when they hit the titty twister. That's Robert Rodriguez.
All right. Well, I'm going to start off by saying this movie come across to me watching it again. It's been a long time since I've seen it. And I don't think I realized that it come off like this the first time that I seen it. Maybe I just watched it for what it was, a fun movie.
Right.
But now that I've been podcasting and been reviewing movies and shit,
look at them with the Smoky Shelter goggles on, don't you?
I actually paid attention to the movie, and I'm like, well, I didn't even realize 2/3 of this movie has nothing to do with fucking vampires.
Vampires are Act 3.
The last third of the movie.
The climax of the movie.
It's like Cloverfield Lane, 10 Cloverfield Lane. It's like you got this fucking first story. It's a roadie. Fucking on the road, robbing banks, broke out of prison, his brother helped him break out of prison or whatever, and now you got this one guy who's very calm and collect and a little bit level-headed, but a little crazy, then you got a fucking loose cannon, a wild card, who's gonna fucking shoot people on a dime, which is Quentin Tarantino's role. And then I love the scene where he killed the fucking maid or whatever, or whoever they fucking kidnapped, that old lady.
Yeah.
he raped her and shit. And then
no, it was a bank teller.
You got George Clooney. He comes in and he's seeing these flashbacks. He's seeing these flashes of
and
fucking,
it's only flashing it to you real quick.
Yeah, that's Quentin Tarantino all day long. Yeah.
But I'm going to pause you because I love that scene. He snatches Quentin Tarantino up and slams up against the wall. Do you think this is who I am? Do you think this is what I do? He is talking to his little brother. He's talking down to his little brother. His little brother's got some mental issues going on. But his little brother, Quentin Tarantino, is looking up to him. Richie, he's looking up to him like, you're who I want to be. I mean, he looks up to him as like he's his idol.
Right.
And that's what he's telling him because he's got honor to some extent. He's like, do you think this is what I am? Do you think this is what I do? That part really hit me. I mean, it just kind of stuck with me. I mean, because it was like, George Clooney is a fucking good actor in this movie.
Dude, you can't pick nobody better to be Seth.
Oh, no. And Quentin Tarantino is a sucky actor. Every movie he's been in sucked, but he was good in this.
Every time
I see...
Because
I think this was like...
Every time I see George Clooney, I think takes of over life. From Dusk Till Dawn.
That's the first thing that pops in your head?
Yeah.
Most people say E.R.
Batman
was after this. Batman and Robin was after this.
Batman and Robin.
And that and it sucked, so.
But yeah, no, I do. I think of the character Seth. What's his last name? Seth what?
Gecko. Seth and Richie Gecko.
All right. Well, first off, you see Cheech as the goddamn police officer pulls
he's
him.
He's border control, right?
And then now that I've done seen Meet the Millers, I just think he's wanting a blowjob around the corner of the bush. All right. And then you see him as the best monologue in a movie from this age, probably. Pussy, 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 pussy.
All right, pussy, 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 come on in, pussy lovers. Here at the Titty Twister, we're slashing pussy in half. Give us an offer on our vast selection of pussy. This is a pussy blowout. All right, we got white pussy, black pussy, Spanish pussy, yellow pussy. We got hot pussy, cold pussy. We got wet pussy. We got smelly pussy. We got hairy pussy, bloody pussy. We got snapping pussy. We got silk pussy, velvet pussy, nalga high pussy. We even got horse pussy, dog pussy. Chicken pussy, come on, you want pussy? Come on in, pussy lovers. If we don't got it, you don't want it. Come on in, pussy lovers.
And then he beats the fuck out of him. George Clooney comes in. If you want to go with storyline.
Nah,
they go through the border.
Let's don't.
He beats the shit out of him when they get to the Titty Twister.
He does. He beats, and his brother runs back and kicks him while he's down. Hey, how you doing? Great to be here. Have a nice day. Just blah, blah, kicking him the whole time.
And then you got this fine-ass scene with fucking Salma Hayek, man.
So we just moving straight on to the climax on this bad boy,
yeah,
right?
Man, dude, that was
about... That is the best part of the movie.
That's about what made you climax, ain't it?
That and that foot fetish, that old fucking boy. Quentin Tarantino. He's
got
a foot fetish.
Yeah, you seen him checking out old Julian Lewis's
feet.
Yeah, you seen that part. Oh, and what about the part where she's like, eat my pussy or whatever?
Yeah.
He's like, remember what you said earlier?
Excuse me.
When would you like that done? Or whatever the fuck he said.
Excuse me. Can you do me a favor, Richie? Sure, yeah. He's like,
would you mind
eating my pussy? And he's like, and then later on he's like, what you said before, did you mean it? And she's like, what do you mean? What did I say before? And then you hear... That's when
stop talking to
he says, Richie, you're grinding your teeth. Put your mouth guard in. He's like, he pulls his mouth guard out. He's like, okay, Seth. And he's like, I grind my teeth. Seth didn't give two shits about his teeth. Seth was just trying to shut him the fuck up because he immediately looks at his dad and says, how you like the way my brother's looking at your daughter?
Right.
I don't like it at all. He's like, well, good. Do what I say. And I'll make sure nothing happens.
Right.
I think I've gotten just about as personal with you as I'm going to get.
And that
hey,
is...
Hey, let's keep it friendly. Harvey Keitel.
Harvey Keitel.
Which, he's a great actor. He did good in this. I like this.
And he plays in multiple roles of Quentin Tarantino's
movies. Of Quentin Tarantino's people come back constantly.
He was in Reservoir Dogs, wasn't he? He was
Mr. White.
Why?
I ain't seen it yet, but I've done some research on it. I'm going to watch it. That's going to be on the billboard for...
I reckon we're going to do a Quentin Tarantino series.
We might. We'll just space them out.
But that means I gotta watch Kill Bill.
Oh, I ain't seen Kill Bill.
They say it's a good one, man.
Machete is Robert Rodriguez, right?
Yeah, we and Desperado. Desperado. Quentin Tarantino played in Desperado. Got his face shot off.
Mm-hmm. Planet Terror, Grindhouse.
What about Quentin Tarantino's little cameo in Django?
I only watched it one time. I need to watch it again.
Oh, he blows up with dynamite.
That's probably.
He does.
But, all right.
Blows into pieces.
So, yeah, man, I love this movie, dude. Going back and watching it over and over again. And I've seen, this is what's funny about this. When you said you wanted to do this movie, I watched this movie probably a month ago on Netflix. Just because it was on and I had a Sunday where nobody was home. So I was like, fuck it, let's watch From Dusk Till Dawn. I watched it. And then you were like, let's do this movie. And I was like, I could literally do this movie without watching it. Fuck it, I watched it Thursday night. I was like, let's watch it. And I enjoy, at no time would I go.
Logan, watch it?
No. At no time would I go, you know what? I don't. There's nothing on. What should I watch? From Dusk Till Dawn? Fuck that.
This movie was an awesomely wrote movie at the very beginning. When it gets to the vampires, it starts getting corny. But
I love it.
I do too. It is still a very interesting.
That's what I love. My favorite part of this movie is when they get to the titty twister.
Me too. And when I look at this movie back in the day, I look at it as a horror movie. I don't look at it as a fucking
gangster movie.
Yeah, or whatever you want to call it. I don't know what you'd call that genre. It's a roadie movie.
He called it gangster.
Oh, did it? A criminal movie.
Yeah.
Crime movie.
Well, he called it a gangster movie is what he called
well,
it.
Well, he's known for his crime movies is you're what right. I've heard.
You're absolutely right.
But when I watched it at first, I always, you know, thought it was a horror movie. Now, I'm seeing it for what it is, and it's two directors that come together to make something fucking badass and add two genres together, and I think they did it perfectly. I think there was some corny shit, like fucking George Clooney coming out with a jackhammer with a stake on it. That's the dumbest shit I ever seen.
Yeah,
in my
why
life.
That weapon? That
why
sucks.
Why a 45-pound fucking weapon to hold a stake
that you have to sling around
when you can fucking stab with this stake a 5-pound stake a lot easier. That's just a dumb scenario for me.
The best person was fucking Harvey Keitel.
Harvey Keitel. He was the best actor in the movie.
He had the fucking bat in a shotgun with a holder. And, I mean, he made a cross, cocked it with the fucking bat, and shot him.
The best actor in the movie is him. But we got to mention Sex Machine.
Oh, and that codpiece. Now, that codpiece was in Desperado, too.
The dick holes.
It was in Desperado. What about the recoil on that bitch? If you were to shoot that motherfucker, wouldn't it automatically kick back? All guns kick back.
Yeah, but if it was
it's gonna kick back into your nutsack.
Okay, I would think if it was on your pelvis, a 38 wouldn't hurt too bad. But if it hit your balls or something like that,
it's on your balls, dude.
You think it's on your balls?
It's on his balls.
I think it's right above your balls. I think I could handle that. Might even get my dick hard. Anyway, we don't even mention the bartender, the barkeep.
Danny Trejo. A very young Danny Trejo.
Yeah, his face don't look near about as cratered up.
Yeah, I mean, he got old in 10 years. By the time Machete come out, I mean, that was pretty
fucking. Spy Kids.
Yeah, Spy Kids. Another Robert Rodriguez. If we do it, we got to do the Spy
Robert
Kids.
Rodriguez loves some Danny Trejo, but I want to say something about Cheech Marin.
He loves Cheech, too. He was in Desperado. He was a bartender
Cheech
in Desperado.
Cheech what?
Cheech Marin.
Marin. Yep. I want to say something about him. If there's a Mexican that can play a role, it's Cheech. He can play any fucking Mexican role there is. He plays three of them in Desperado. I mean, come on. He plays the ending, the guy at the end that fucking exchanges the money with Seth.
Do you know that who that
Gecko.
Do you know who that was supposed to be?
Who?
Eric Estrada.
Who's that?
The guy from Chips. The Biker Cops TV show back from the '70s.
Never watched it. Oh, but I know what you're talking
about. Eric Estrada. He was supposed to be the Border Patrol and Carlos at the end. He didn't show up the day of shooting, so they just gave it all three. Cheech was just supposed to be
Is that supposed to be the same guy? the Border Patrol guy?
No, he was going to play two different roles. And Cheech was just going to be pussy. But he didn't show up, so he wound up playing all
the time. Why not? Danny Trejo is one of them. And two for Cheech, two for Danny.
But you know what Quentin Tarantino said?
What?
He said every time you seen Cheech Marin, that was the next step of hell that they were going to. Because first they hit Mexico, you seen Cheech. Then they hit the Titty Twister, you seen Cheech. Then he goes to El Rey, see Cheech. And Quentin Tarantino said in an interview that El Rey is not a happy-go-lucky drink margarita place. It houses all the criminals. It's like a fucking death trap. I love the condoms. He has to bless the water.
And
actually, a super soaker in that situation, because firing them with the super soaker pretty much killed him.
Oh, yeah. I totally lost my boner when Salma Hayek turned into a vampire.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because it was building up, and then you seen that face and went...
And I hear so many people... I watched a review on YouTube, and people talking about how good it was for people to see the character, because they actually put makeup on these characters, and you can react.
It was physical.
You can react to an actual scary figure instead of reacting to a person or a fucking...
That will be scary later.
Or a tennis ball. It made it better.
Right.
To watch that than to watch, you know, like the first Star Wars.
Practical
you got all
effects.
These big puppets and
right.
shit you're talking to instead of a green screen. But... I think I would have lost my boner right then and as George Clooney.
Well, I did in the movie. I mean,
yeah.
I get a boner every time. And then I lose it every single time.
You like the feet thing, though.
What other parts, man? Let's talk about some more parts before we move on to rating and review. Because we're not doing this story.
Another one of my favorite scenes is when they're in at the very beginning.
Yeah, they're at the liquor store.
Yeah, they're at the liquor store and the police walks in. I'm like, everything's cool. Ain't nothing going on. He is doing an awesome job of acting because I have no idea that.
I'm doing the best I can do, man.
And the guy in Quentin, he's like, he's fucking tipping him off. He's tipping him off.
I'm
like,
fucking
dude,
tipping him off.
Dude, I don't see nothing. This dude is acting like nothing's going on. I don't see that something's going on until
he's
goes
the best actor in this
he
movie.
He really is. And he also plays in Pulp Fiction, right? Ain't he the guy that...
I don't remember him from Pulp Fiction.
He ain't the guy with the girl that's robbing the place? No? Okay.
That's Tim Roth.
All right, well, anyway, that was one of the best scenes in the movie for me. And then he kills everybody. He's like, well, you just fucked up now. Seth Gecko's like,
I never said anything. He's like, well, it doesn't matter now because you're dead.
Blow the bottles out. And then the fucking wild card just comes out. And then he throws the toilet paper over there and kills him.
I like the wild card reference.
He is, man. He's a wild card.
Throws toilet paper, sets him on fire, but that ain't it. Then he jumps out shooting on fire, and where does he land? In a display of popcorn that
Let
starts
me
popping.
Let me tell you something. Pop, 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 Let pop, me tell you pop. Something. Rob Zombie learned from Dusk Till Dawn. This scene to me is almost exactly like. Is almost exactly like Rob Zombie's movie Devil's Rejects. When they're all at the motel. They got a girl. They got a housekeeper or whatever tied up and shit in the room. And then they take the person's vehicle and go with them and kidnap them. That's the same shit Rob Zombie does
he
in
stole it.
Devil's Rejects. Well, no, I just think that
he took from it.
He takes from Quentin Tarantino. That Quentin Tarantino is a big inspiration for Rob Zombie, I believe.
Probably. Another part that I was thinking about is Quentin Tarantino when he turns after he got bit, Rich.
Yeah.
His face goes into this crazy, and I love it.
Yeah.
But then it goes back to his normal face, but he's got fangs and blood.
But
and then
he don't never turn into like these other fuckers do. But anyway,
his face gets all big like the mask.
Yeah, yeah. He looks like the mask.
The other guy.
Rocky.
The bad guy from
Rocky
the mask.
From the mask.
Yeah, well, it does. Yeah, yeah. From
yeah, from the Cher movie.
Fucking Cher and Eric Stoltz.
It's called The Mask.
Eric Stoltz.
It's called Mask or The Mask.
Good call, because Eric Stoltz is in Pulp Fiction, and he's in that too. But anyway.
Cool deal.
But yeah, but then his face goes back to normal. He's just got blood and fangs.
Danny Trejo, when his face turns, it don't turn like fucking Salma Hayek's.
No, it don't.
and look like these crazy fucking vampires, man. Some of them look crazy.
I do. I'm really trying to get to a point here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Why did his face turn back to normal and then it went back? Is that just...
Because he's halfway into it. He's just turning.
All right. Do you think everyone's seen his face go back to normal?
Yeah.
Or just his brother? That was... See, here's what I think. That was the way George Clooney was seeing it. Even though his face was all big and fat, George Clooney's still seeing his brother there.
Right. If that's possible.
That's the way I see it.
I think he's just turning and his transformation is not all the way there yet, so he's going back and forth into it.
Okay. Well, two different options. They never explain why, so Podcast Land, you pick which one you go with. Or if you have your own, tell us on Facebook. All right, so any other big parts we want to talk about before we move into
the
interview?
No, they kill all the motherfucking vampires, and at the end, you see the bar, and then it's like a fucking tomb all up under it, where all the vampires was living.
I like the part where they're back-to-back.
And all the semis they've been throwing over the fucking tomb.
I like the part where they're back-to-back, and they've started shooting the walls to let the light in. And she's like, Seth, should I save the last two bullets for me and you? And
he's shoot the
wall. He's like, no, shoot the next bloodsucker that comes after you, and after you're out, start cold-cocking them with the butt of your gun. And then Carlos comes in, and he kicks the door and it burns them all because of a disco light. That was Quentin Tarantino. I guarantee Quentin Tarantino said put the disco ball in there. Because that was something straight out Pulp Fiction.
I think Quentin Tarantino put the fucking people on the fucking guitars in there, too.
Okay, well, we'll just have to agree to disagree because I feel like it's Robert Rodriguez, but I don't know. So,
you know something else that he's done corny like that?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking why you would think that was Robert Rodriguez.
Oh, Robert Rodriguez? Yeah, he did The Faculty. That's corny on the whole movie.
Yeah, but there was nothing corny like playing a fucking
Shark Girl and Lava Boy.
That's a kid's movie. That's different.
Spy Kids. They all do stupid shit like that. I mean, not that because it's not rated R, but I mean stupid shit that's like...
Okay.
Have to watch movies, man.
I've watched Desperado. I've watched all that shit.
Alright, so let's move on to some rating and review if there's no other parts that you can think of.
No, but I did love this movie. And, even the part where they come in and he beats his brother, hits his brother with the gun barrel and knocks him out. And the girl's taking a piss. She's like, can you shut the door?
No gun barrel. He punched him.
Oh, he backhanded him.
He backhanded him and knocked him out.
Yeah, that was pretty cool scene.
You felt like he's had to do that.
But the China boy was a shitty actor.
He was.
And I don't remember him in nothing else.
I don't think he's been in much else.
I don't think he's been in that much else. But anyway, all right, let's go to rate and review, Big Brother.
All right, you want to kick it off? You want me to?
You go ahead. I took the last one.
All right, well, you know what, man? I love From Dusk Till Dawn. I've seen this movie countless times. I've seen this movie over and over. And I can watch it any given day. I mean, if any given day I could watch it. When I first seen it on Netflix, I watched it. A month later, you were like, let's do an episode on From Dusk Till Dawn. And I was like, okay, I could do it right now, but I'll watch it again. And I watched it again. I'll probably watch this movie 40 years out again.
I love Quentin Tarantino.
I love this movie, and I like Robert Rodriguez a lot.
He's a weird fucker, though.
But at the end of the day, man, I'm going to give this movie... I don't think this movie holds up to some of the other Quentin Tarantino stuff, but it's because Robert Rodriguez brought his stuff in, too. So I will say I'm going to give this movie an 8.5. And 8 is great, so 8.5 is what I'm giving this movie.
All right, well, I'm going to totally disagree with you because actually like Robert Rodriguez's work, and I like...
Well, I do, too.
I like The Faculty.
But I don't like all of his work.
I like The Faculty. I think you could have went a different way, but I liked it.
It was a good concept, and it was a good story in general, but is it a great movie? No. The Faculty wouldn't get an 8.
If it come out right now, I'd watch it. If I was a big box office goer, I would go to box office to watch it right now. But anyhow, I'm going to have to disagree with you because, I believe this was some of Quentin Tarantino's better work. This, because I never really watched Kill Bill. It never really drawed me to watch it.
I want to say I seen part of the first one, but anyway, go ahead.
I've seen Reservoir Dogs. I've seen Pulp Fix or Pulp Fiction. I've seen Django. I've seen, and I love all these movies, but I can't say that I've seen a Quentin Tarantino movie that I dislike.
I hadn't seen all of his movies, but I agree with you. I can't say I've seen one that I didn't like.
And I watched an interview with him, and he talked a lot about different directors, and he says he studied their lives, and when they were in a big hype in their life, and everybody was talking about them, and they were doing their best work, he said he studied them as they was growing to that point, and then he studies them after they fucking die off, and they start fucking up. And he says everywhere where he's seen people fuck up with shit is when they fucking throw their heart and soul into a movie and it don't do as good as they thought it was going to do. And then everything after that, they start selling out and going into what the mainstream wants to see. And then they lose their fucking personality in their movies. I really like watching that fucking little interview with him. And I watched some Siskel and Ebert reviews too on this movie, and Siskel didn't really give a fuck about this movie, man. He talked shit about this movie. He said he really liked it until it got to the vampire shit. Now, Ebert gave it a thumb up. One thumb up. The other one didn't give it a thumb up. But they both said it was a good movie and they really liked it, and that it did good for his second film, which his first was an indie film called Reservoir Dogs. But, okay, getting back into it, I really enjoyed the movie. It kept you interested the whole movie. I mean, you don't want to jump on your cell phone while you're watching this movie. You want to pay attention to it. It's fun. It's fun. It keeps you interested and keeps you happy with the dialogue. But, I'm going to have to give it a 8.5 for me.
That's what I gave.
Did you?
I gave it 85.
That's what's up, man. It's a great minds think a lot. All right.
Even though after I said 8.5 and gave my rating, you said, oh, I got to disagree with you.
No,
and
I disagreed
you,
that
with
you.
With my rating.
No,
with,
yeah,
my review.
With your review. I disagreed that you said it wasn't your favorite. It wasn't the best Quentin Tarantino. It wasn't his better work is what you said.
Well, no, I didn't mean that it wasn't his better work. I just meant he didn't have the reins of this movie. Some of the other stuff like Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs, he had the reins to those movies. He was brought in, he got paid $1,500 to help the writer make this movie what he wanted it to be, okay?
Right.
Let me tell you who run this movie. Robert Rodriguez.
Because he's a bigger name at this point.
No.
He is a bigger name at this point.
Well, I don't know about that, but no.
At this point, Quentin Tarantino's only put out Reservoir Dogs.
Right. Quentin Tarantino.
No, I take that back. Reservoir Dogs and then Pulp Fiction. So Quentin Tarantino was a big name at this time.
Quentin Tarantino was approached to direct this film.
Okay. I take that back. I'm sorry.
He turned it down because he wanted to act in it. So he stepped down. Robert Rodriguez, when he took it, he was like, help me. Robert Rodriguez asked him to co-direct it with him. And he said, no, I'm going to focus on my acting. You got this. And no, I think Quentin Tarantino is the big dog, and Robert Rodriguez just really looks up to him. And
I wonder what acting Quentin Tarantino's done besides a role that he has written or directed.
If it isn't tea.
All right.
He was in one thing before he started putting himself in his own movies.
What?
An episode of The Golden Girls.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I will tell you, in his
He was in the episode of The Golden Girls, and everything else was his movies he put himself in and cameos.
Well, I'll tell you.
His cameos all suck, but he did a good job in From Dusk Till Dawn. Go ahead.
He did do a good job in From Dusk Till Dawn. But I will tell you, he mentioned when he – do you know how he got his start?
No, tell me.
Quentin Tarantino loved movies growing up. His mama took him to the movies all the time. He fell in love with it and started learning actors and directors and all this shit. Then, the biggest video store in America at the time called Video Archives.
Uh-huh.
It was the biggest. It's the biggest video store in America back then when he was growing up. he got the job because he knew so much about movies. And he said that that was his school. That's what made him the fucking person he is because he knows so much about movies. Because he worked at a video store and he just had a fucking love of movies. He said he did shitty in school and he fucking dropped out of high school. The only thing he was good at in high school was history because it was about stories.
All right, so we both gave the same thing. Let's talk a little budget versus box office, Big Lance, on From Dusk Till Dawn, 1996. What do you think this movie spent?
I think they put a good $50 million into this movie.
This movie...
No, I'm going to take that back because they really didn't. They did have a lot of artwork, but it was at the very end. It wasn't a lot. They probably did all that in a few days because they didn't want to have to dress them up over and over and over and over and over again. So I'm going to say, take that back and say 30 mil.
19 million.
Okay. I'll say, yeah. You like that, don't you?
What you think they made? What did they gross? 1996.
Knowing that it's a Quentin Tarantino film and it's after he put out Reservoir Dogs and all this, I'm going to say they made their budget. And I'm going to say they made an extra $20 million.
Let me fucking do math. So you're saying $49 million. No, $39 million. They spent $19. You're saying they made $39. They made $25.
That was close.
All right. Opening weekend, what'd they make?
Opening weekend. $1 million.
$1 million?
Mm.
Really? $10.2 million. $10 million.
Wow. You never know what opening weekend, man. You really don't. Especially with...
You kind of did a Price is Right thing there. You're like, $1.
All right.
All right.
Well, no, because some of these last ones we've been doing is like 200,000.
You're right.
Like wilder
people. Look at the year and shit.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think that has nothing to do with it, but okay.
Oh, no, 200 million. 200. Well, that was an indie film. All right, so check this out. Bonus question. How many months was this in the theaters?
Close to 4.
So you're saying 4?
4.
2. January. And really not even 2. The last weekend of January and 2 weekends in February. It only aired for 3 weeks.
Do you know if they would have did this movie for fucking 5 months like some of these other goddamn movies?
They'd have lost their ass.
Are you shitting me?
This was not a big movie at the time. This movie is a cult classic.
This movie would have done better. Dude, if they only did 2 fucking months of, or 3 weeks of this movie, or whatever the fuck you said, I'm telling you, they would have done fucking $80 million in box office.
Yep, probably.
I don't know. They would have done 60.
They did 20 million in rentals.
See what I'm saying? All
right. Cool. All right, let's move on to some games. Let's do a little bit of name game on this one.
You could have gave me that. You could have asked me that, you bastard.
Ah, my bad. All right, name game. This was your pick, so I'm going to go with George Clooney.
You Batman good? And Robin.
All right. Out of Sight with Jennifer Lopez.
ER.
Ah, that's cool. Oh, brother, where art thou? I didn't get hit by no damn train. I want to do that.
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
I'm going to challenge you.
He was in Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Well, I'm going to challenge you.
Okay.
If I lose if he's not.
Oh, right. I know, because you get a negative point. It might have been Growing Pains.
He wasn't Growing Pains.
It was Growing Pains.
No. It was Roseanne. It was Roseanne.
I ain't thinking of Roseanne.
He was not in Pee Wee's Playhouse.
It was Growing Pains. He was in Growing Pains.
Well, let's just fucking do this. make this easy.
Just pull up George Clooney.
Just go into his IMDb page. He was in Roseanne, too, by the way.
You sure he wasn't? I was thinking of fucking Larry Fishburne for some reason.
Larry Fishburne was Pee-wee's
in Growing Pains. He was in Growing Pains. He was in one of them shows that was like that.
He was in Roseanne. I know.
No, it wasn't Roseanne what I'm thinking about. He was in another one. It might have been fucking Golden Girls.
Let's see. All right, 1978. ER in 84 to 85.
If you name them, just start naming them all.
All every movie he's been in?
Every show. It was a show.
It's pulling up movies and TV series.
Well, just name
Well, he started out in all TV series.
Well, just name TV series. And I'll tell you the one I'm thinking about.
Continental.
Nope.
Riptide.
Nope.
Street Hawk.
Nope.
E/R.
Nope. I already said that one.
Not ER. E/R. Completely different thing.
I didn't hear that one.
Crazy as a Fox.
Nope.
Hotel.
Nope.
Throb.
Nope.
Combat Nope. High. The Facts of Life.
Nope.
No, he was in The Facts of Life.
It could have possibly been that, but keep going.
Hunter.
Nope.
Murder, She Wrote.
Nope.
The Golden Girls.
It might have been The Golden Girls.
Bennett Brothers.
Nope.
Red Surf.
Nope.
Knights at the Kitchen Table.
Nope.
That's a TV movie, sorry.
I bet he's been a PB.
Baby Talk.
Nope.
Roseanne.
Nope.
Jack's Place.
Nope.
Summer Beat.
Nope.
Bodies of Evidence.
Nope.
The Building.
Nope.
Sisters.
Nope.
Friends.
It might have been. It was Friends, dude. That's the one I'm thinking of. Friends, I think.
He was only in one episode of Friends.
I know, but that's the one I'm thinking of, I believe.
That's it. After that, it's all movies.
That's the one I'm thinking of as Friends. That's it. So I lost.
All movies.
You won.
Oh, I take that back. There was one more TV series, ER. But that's it. Other than that,
Friends,
it's all videos.
Friends was the one I was thinking of. I don't know why I thought of Growing Pains.
Well, now let's move on to one word to describe From Dusk Till Dawn.
Sucker.
I'm going with feet.
Suck. I'm going to go sucker. Feet sucker. Sucker feet.
Sucker feet.
Our feet
sucker. All right, guys, man. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We definitely enjoyed watching this movie again.
We definitely enjoyed
talking about it with you guys. Yeah, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We're on smokyshelter.com. You can find all of our shit there.
Tweet us on Twitter.
We're also on Podomatic. We're on Patreon. We have a donation site on Patreon. Help the cause. If you like our shit, you get some bonus episodes. Send us an email at thesmokyshelter.com and tell us what you want us to do.
And everybody out there, buy a Toyota Tundra, and you will be in shape for the rest of your life.
All right, guys, we're done tonight. Any last words, Big Lance?
Well, I'm going to have to say a quote from the movie, which is, would you like to eat my pussy?
Did you mean what you said earlier?
Oh, yeah.
What did I say earlier?
Richie, would you do me a favor and eat my pussy for me, please?
Sure.
Anyway, all right, guys, we're out. Later.
Peace out. My
dark and lonely heart wants her and waits for after dark, after dark, after
But, I just fucking lost train of thought.
Was the way he described it.
All right, well, I wanted to say, no, never mind. I don't have nothing to say. Go ahead. I've totally lost my train of thought.
I'm not in defeat, but I mean,
that shit was
if Selma Hayek wanted to stick her toe in my mouth, I don't think I'd turn it down.
And you drank wine right out from under it. God damn it. All right. Adam Sandler knows what he's doing, huh?
All right. Adam Sandler.
He knows how to cast them bitches, don't he?
Yeah, he does. I was going to say, Adam Sandler wouldn't get no Salma Hayek for real.
No. Or Drew Barrymore. Or, well, I don't know who his wife is, but I bet she's hot as fuck.
I mean, yeah, he's Adam Sandler.
Or is just getting twang on the side. That's what we need to start doing.
You go first. Say yours first.
Sucker.
Feet.
We're gonna start putting
sucker feet.
We're gonna start putting our one word together. Feet sucker.
Sucker feet. Now, what you should have said was, "Welcome to hell, Selma Hayek." Right. And then I would have said George Clooney. I'd have been like, "No thanks. I've already been married."
Right.
Attention, pussy shoppers! Take advantage of our penny pussy sale! If you buy one piece of pussy at the regular price, you get another piece of pussy of equal or lesser value for only a penny! Try and be pussy for a penny! If you can find cheaper pussy anywhere, fuck it!